Well, it was a long week and a long time coming, but finally, on Saturday, 7th of November, 4:24 Irish time, they called it.
CNN projects Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president of the United States, winning the White House and denying President Trump a second term.
Celebrations were wild from New York to Washington to even Ballinette. Joe Blewitt pops the cork on the champagne that was on ice all week for his cousin, who is now the president-elect of the United States of America. And the Blewitts, they aren't some dug-up seventh cousins twice removed. They've even visited him in the White House when he was vice president to Barack Obama. This is Joe Biden's ancestral home. Here they call him Mayo Joe, even though Ballina Biden was there for the taking. Meanwhile, back on US television, Van Jones, news commentator, author, and lawyer, fights back tears after the announcement.
Well, it's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids character matters. It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters.
In some delicious circumstantial circumstances, Trump's top lawyer and former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, was in the middle of a press conference at Four Seasons, not hotel, but Four Seasons Total Landscaping, when the journalists had to tell him that the election had been called.
Who was it called by?
Everybody, you scrotum of a man.
All the networks. Wow! All the networks. We have to forget about the law. Judges don't count. All the networks.
According to another scrotum called Nigel Farage, Joe Biden told the world how much he hated Britain.
Mr. Biden, a quick word for the BBC.
Thank you.
The BBC, I'm Irish.
The BBC, but I'm Irish. Sticking with TV and French 24-hour news network, BFM, gets interrupted by this delightful gentleman.
And I've been to France, it's beautiful.
I love an omelette, du fromage.
And you might ask yourself, where is the current president of the US when all of this is happening? Playing golf. Also posing with a newlywed bride for photos as he loses the election. All that was left to do was, well, to accept the result that you are the president-elect.
It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They're Americans. So remember, as my grandpa, our grandpa used to say when I walked out of his home when I was a kid up in Scranton, he said, Joey, keep the faith. And our grandmother, when she was alive, she yelled, no, Joey, spread it. Spread the faith. God love you all. May God bless America. And may God protect our church.
Detail omitted there is that Joe Biden has also cousins and relations in Louth, near Carlingford, I do believe. Don't want to offend them, but Joe Biden, president-elect, the 46th president of the United States of America. A bluffer's guide, you could say.
One comment made on social media over the weekend, made in different guises, the one that I read, really should have written down who I actually saw tweeting it, that there was Ireland had an unparalleled ability to make world events purely about themselves. Great at finding the local angle, it has to be said.
Mayo Joe, fair play to you. Now Mayo for time. Yeah.
The lift.
With Dave and Fenora.
I Radio.
The Lift.
With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.